This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2050. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 3rd, Antarctica, Australia, Belarus, Bhutan, Bolivia, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Europe, Germany, Iran, Israel, Kashmir, Korea South and North, Madagascar, Netherlands, Nigeria, North America, Papua New Guinea, Tajikistan, Tibet, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, upon short notice, but in time for at least their German listeners, Mariah in Buenos Aires notified that there would be a special broadcast via LRA 36 Antarctica, Saturday, August 29th, between 15 and 20:30 UT, alternating Spanish and German, and then a sesquiarian English until 2200 on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB, commonly called 15476. So I tuned in by 15 UT, but there was not a trace of it, nor even later. It turned out they had to postpone it because of bad weather in Antarctica. A replacement date not yet known. I checked AccuWeather a bit later that day for the conditions at Base Esperanza, and it said there was a wind chill of minus 60 Celsius and wind gusting to 120 kilometers per hour, so it certainly was extremely bad weather. But the people and the equipment are stuck there anyway, so why not broadcast unless there was some damage maybe to the rhombic antenna? Power supposedly only 800 watts currently. We did hear it, however, on their subsequent regular Wednesday broadcast, September 2nd, from 1450. Manuel Mendes said they came on about an hour earlier, and they were off the air again by 1610. Of course, we're monitoring only via remote receivers in Brazil, too weak to make it directly here. Regarding the new broadcast via Polish radio longwave 225 kHz for Belarus, Richard Langley at the University of New Brunswick got one of his grad students to listen to his recordings of 22 and 25 August and found this news for Belarus was about 5 minutes long, starting at 2020 UT. Haven't had a log of BBS Bhutan for a while on 6035, but here's one from Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California. September 2nd, heard from 1110 until off at 1132. There were announcers and some pop songs. By 1130, he could confirm it was in English, but only a word or two could be made out. Very poor reception, but the signal slowly improving their usual format. On this occasion, PBS Yunnan, relay of FM 99, also on 6035, did not start until later, so there was no interference to Bhutan. Last week, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil was reporting about Emisoras Pio XII Bolivia, 5952 plus. He thought they may be on the air only on Saturdays, since that's when he's been hearing them. But the following weekend, he was hearing them UT Sunday, August 30th, from midnight 5 to midnight 10. But also 23 hours later at 23:12, when it's really Sunday, so at least they're on the air Saturdays and Sundays local time. Ron Howard reports NBC Bougainville 3325, September 2nd at 11:32 to 12:20 with pop songs. News in English at 12:02 to 12:07, but not very readable. There was no interference from Indonesia, but after 1300, both were on the air mixing together, producing a mess. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil, reports another station in that same state at Amparo called Radio Casa, CASA, on 4005, heard August 29th from 1118 to 1121 with music and ID mentioning that frequency and 7455, but he could not hear it on the higher frequency at that time. Reported before on other frequencies in the 7 MHz band area, and we've always assumed it's a pirate. Wolfgang Büschel was wondering if this is the case. Ron Howard found their Facebook site, which says it's an experimental non-profit station on tropical and shortwaves on those two frequencies with 100 watts. And the website is radiocasafm.com.br. There we see it mentions FM 103.1 as if it were a regular station, but we don't see any indication of call letters, which may be a hint about whether it's licensed. Anyhow, Lucio was asked to find out more about it, and he did so by discussing with a member of the station via WhatsApp. Asked, on your website it says you're an experimental AM broadcaster, so do you intend to start a definitive licensed AM station, starting with medium wave or shortwave? They reply, for 2 years we've been trying to license to broadcast on shortwave, but the Ministry of Communications is no longer licensing new broadcasters in AM. It's quite complicated. Precisely because of the migration to FM, nor are transmitter factories manufacturing AM. Question, do you find 41 and 75 meters interesting? They say just to let it work and not to make a profit. Question, in official terms, do you have an experimental status for shortwave? In practice, yes. In official terms, it's illegal, they admit. Further monitoring by Lucio on August 30th at 18:38, 7455 was heard. And then at 19:38, it was off and 4005 was on. Finally, on August 31st at 16:43, both frequencies were on at the same time. In any event, in the daytime, they're certainly not going to make it very far from Brazil. DHU Canada time signals on 7850 USB. Often received well here, but at 0610 August 31st, it was quite weak. But even weaker, there was co-channel interference from two-way and upper sideband on almost the same frequency, maybe Brazilian or Spanish, and this has happened before. I assume on that frequency in the fixed band, it would not be protected as it would be on a regular standard even frequency. On the other hand, as far as time signaling goes, CHU has all three frequencies to itself. Ron Howard reports on 4940 Voice of Strait China. It was back in 2005 I first started to enjoy the weekend programs in English of Focus on China that were aired by VOS. Over the years, I've always found them to be very entertaining. On Saturday, August 29th, I found the second weekend in a row with no Focus on China. Normally, there would be two shows on Saturday and Sunday, starting at 0940 and 1430 UT. I thought there was a change in scheduling, perhaps, but not so. The website for the program schedule does not show it at all. It has clearly been dropped. I will certainly miss hearing these shows, as they were the only chance to hear English IDs, which went Focus on China in Voice of Strait Broadcasting Station. Fresh, dynamic, professional, profound, explore Chinese culture. You're listening to Focus on China. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo replies, this may be due to their program changes of August 1st. According to their information site in Chinese, they changed their programs and frequencies, now broadcasting three programs instead of five. And the program contents were also changed. The news program is on 4940, the Amoy program on 4900, each with AM and FM frequencies as well, and the third program, Culture and Life, is on FM only. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. The English hour, supposedly for Africa at 23 UT, is supposed to be on 7385. But August 29th at 2342, it was not to be heard, only a barely audible carrier, which was probably Tibet. At this time, I was also checking 11670, because on August 23rd during that hour, Rick Barton in Arizona had heard Cuba in English, what was supposed to be in Spanish on that frequency, but on the 29th, it was really in Spanish parallel to the others. The Euro Pirate Free Radio Service Holland always publicizes its occasional broadcasts in advance, and it's not clear whether it's really transmitted from inside Holland, so I file it under Europe. I was able to hear it on Sunday, August 30th via the remote receiver in Holland, which measured its exact frequencies in the AM sync mode, 5789.910 and 7700.136. It was their 200th broadcast around 18 UT. Bill Tilford's Isle of Music and Melting Pot shows tested again via Channel 292 Germany 9670, Friday, August 28th between 16 and 18 UT. Listening via the Utrenta remote in Holland, I heard them sign on late at 16:03, but a very poor signal. Peaked briefly about 17:25. I also tried the remote in Portugal, but reception was not any better there. Wolfgang Büchel replies, such many 10-kilowatt non-directional broadcasts are ineffective. It is necessary to rent real broadcasters of 100 or 300 kilowatts in Austria, Germany, or Armenia. However, Dave Kenny in England says reception on 9670 was very good on STRs in Ireland and the west of England. I also checked a couple of Spanish receivers and it was okay. Twente is far too close for a skip at 9 megahertz, and the Lisbon receiver seems fairly deaf and noisy. Another German station has been getting a lot of attention, Radio Zeta 2. They said they would start broadcasting September 1st via their own transmitter in Hartenstein, Saxony. A one-hour opening broadcast on 6115 at 10 UT and repeated at 18. According to Christoph of the station, meanwhile, they continue with their quarterly broadcasts on the first Saturday of each quarter via Now in Germany 6095, 125 kilowatts, the next one October 3rd at 10 to 12 UT. But monitored by Wolfgang Büchel, there seemed to be some deliberate interference, maybe from another German station. And, of course, in the evening, Congo Brazzaville is also on 6115. Kai Ludwig provides some background about this. The choice of 6115 points to a GDR nostalgia. It was the best-known East German shortwave frequency on the air throughout the day. Regulators simply do not care at all, considering Flea Power AM transmitters as trifle broadcasting or Bagatellrundfunk, too unimportant to warrant any further attention. And in the world of Radio IO Group, there is a lot more background to this, also from Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener. An opposition satellite TV channel originating in London is still being simulcast on shortwave, audio anyway. In Australian DX News, Ruman Pankov reports 6270, Iran International TV, in Farsi, August 28th at midnight 30 with an ID in English, relaying their TV audio. The schedule is 14 until 02 on 6270, and from 02 to 14 UT on 11550. John Adams also reports the higher frequency 11550 at 0220 on August 10th, as does Rob Wagner in Australia. He says the transmitter site is Armenia, fading in early at 1205 with a clear ID at 1217 August 23rd. After the 0330 UT Monday broadcast of World of Radio on WRMI 9955, I brought up the webcast, which continues after shortwave closes, to hear what was on that, and it turned out to be Israel Radio from WRN, at least part of their scheduled one-hour broadcast, but on Internet only. Kashmirnan in the NASFA flash sheet, Ralphus Perry in Illinois, reports on 7355, Radio Free Kashmir via Chiganeshchi, Romania, August 30th at 0325, a poor signal. There's a noisy mess on the frequency, could be jamming. It switched on at 329. A theme and into programming in Kashmiri over some lovely violin music and some quite melodic Islamic chanting from 0333. This is a weekly broadcast on Sundays only, also reported in New Zealand DX Times by Ken Baird and Dean Lindeberg using the remote in Holland. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2050, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. No new contributions to acknowledge this week, which might have been sent by money order or check in U.S. dollars on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ron Howard reports, as of September 2nd, this week's changes to the jump-around frequencies of the clandestines from South to North Korea. Echo of Hope abbreviated VOH on 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, mixing with North Korea, 6348, and 9100. At 1229, there was an historical dramatization in English about the Civil War and Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. Voice of the People was on 3475, 3905, 3930, 4450, 6520 and 6600. Voice of Freedom on 5920, mixing now very badly with Shokaze, The first day they've been back on that frequency, and another terrible assignment. Moved from 6040 and also now on 6070, replacing 6165. Reinhardt also reports 6135, Radio Madagascar, September 2nd, after 14 UT, another day with decent reception for their late afternoon transmission, while their morning broadcast, around 0430, is only on the air erratically and seems to be off the air more than on during that time period. Low-power Netherlands station, 1 kilowatt Radio Delta International, schedule we mentioned last week, has already been changed, at least according to registrations, via Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria. As of August 31st, it's at 07 to 18 UT on 6020 in Dutch and English, Thursday to Saturday, and at 21 to 02 on 6005 on Fridays and Saturdays. So has an updated schedule of Mike Radio via Herda in the Netherlands from September 12th, 17 to 23 hours on 3940, 1 kilowatt in Dutch daily instead of Saturdays and Wednesdays. Voice of Nigeria has been mostly missing from their 06 broadcast on 7254.9 over the past week, but occasionally shows up, while the evening broadcast has been measured by Wolfgang Büschel and myself on exactly the same off-frequency, September 1st, 11769.894. I had it at 1519, and he reported it at 1620. Quite a weak signal here, and it seems to be in English at 1800, says Wolfgang Büschel, but with heavy adjacent interference. Antichrist, North American Pirate, station YHWH, not reported for a while, but here is one, 7470, August 31st at 0237, says Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State. I've not heard Josiah around the frequency in a while, but it was a fair noisy signal with frequent fading, only about 15 minutes before his local sunset near Seattle. It seems Ron Howard has not reported NBC Madang, Papua New Guinea 3260 since late June. But here's a new report of it from Rob Wagner in Australian DX News. August 23rd, soft laid-back songs at 10:32 and announcements mentioning NBC at 10:42. Some pretty wobbly harmonies, still going with continuous choral music at 11:07. Wolfgang Büschel reports on the complicated operations of Voice of Tibet clandestine via Tajikistan is monitored August 31st between 13 and 14 UT with cat and mouse games. The problem is they're using two nearby frequencies which produce leapfrog mixing products on additional frequencies. It started at 1330 on 9876, but also on 9894 with a stronger signal, producing a mix on 9912, 18 kilohertz apart. At 1335, 9884 started, mixing with 9864 to land on 9904, but not on the other side, 9844. Now these are 20 kilohertz apart. And then at 1344, they were using 9864 and 9894, 30 kilohertz apart, so the leapfrog landed on 9924. Still no letterbox from Voice of Turkey as of Wednesday, September 2nd, on the 22 UT broadcast on 9830. It was on the air with a very good signal, at least as far as Holland. Other days, such as August 27th and 31st, there was no signal at all. The other English broadcast to North America is at 03 UT. I measured it September 2nd on 7275.057. Yes, it's still intruding into our exclusive 40-meter ham band, but a rather weak signal. By then I was hearing only Turkish music fill after 0334. And it was markedly off-frequency. Something is always erroneous at Emerlair. As mentioned last week, I heard the premiere of the new BBC World Service program, Comedians vs. the News. It's UT Sundays at 0431. On August 30th, I had best reception into the remote in Holland on 12095, which is transmitted from Oman back toward Europe, also on much inferior 13580 and via Madagascar 9915. The co-hosts say they are a Canadian lesbian married couple. They're also bicultural, obviously from their names. Their two other foreign guests the first time were from India and Mexico as they satirized current news. It's a fun show and, of course, can also be found on World Service podcasts. Chuck Gessner refers us to a very interesting article by John Huggins concerning the anatomy of a low-frequency aviation radio beacon. A nice read with pictures. It's via the website www.hamradio.me. Much more press and discussion this week stemming from Trump's purge at VOA. Kim Elliott says The Federalist published a story, including a podcast interview with Michael Pack, the CEO of the U.S. AGM. John Filiozzi reacts, quite a softball interview. Apparently Mr. Pack doesn't feel confident enough to grant an interview to an outlet that is not an extreme right-wing screed. Pack is quoted as saying on Twitter, "Foreign intelligence agencies from the beginning of the creation of these agencies have been interested in penetrating them. To be a journalist is a great cover for a spy." Via Kim Elliott, Nina Yankovic of the Wilson Center says, "Imagine leading a media organization and insinuating your reporters are spies. I have colleagues who are being forced to return to dangerous environments because USAGM won't renew their visas. They will be at risk because they've done critical, truthful reporting while at VOA. These people have U.S. government security clearances and have been heavily vetted, usually multiple times. They join USAGM because they're committed to bringing reliable information to environments where it's hard to get. PAC's statements are endangering USAGM employees around the globe." By the way, Nina Yankovic with a J has recently appeared on Book TV C-SPAN 2. Look for the title of her book, How to Lose the Information War. Dan Robinson frequently points out for the other side of the story and more information, consult bbgwatch.com. This includes the matter of Bricio Segovia, the VOA journalist who is being deported to Spain for having worked for Russia Today. Also check TheGuardian.com, August 31st. Voice of America journalists condemn Trump-backed boss over spy remarks. Unique Radio, New South Wales, says their shortwave feed on 5045 and 3210 has ended due to relocation. Podcasts and online continue as usual. Unique 2SG and classic hits from the 60s to the 80s and beyond. The Sound of Gunnedah and the Northwest. New local radio coming soon. So, World of Radio does continue, but on webcasts only via Unique. And about World of Radio scheduling on WRMI. The new time 0130 UT Thursday on 5850 across North America and 5010 to the south began the last week in August. However, thanks to Jeff White for moving that 24 hours later, effective immediately. Now it's UT Friday at 0130 on 5850 and 5010, which makes that our first shortwave broadcast anywhere on the air just a few minutes or hours after the new program has been completed. Cobb refers us to his latest post, August 29th, at drmnainfo.blogspot.com. Questions remain as new HF stations wait for licenses. As previously reported, the New York company Terms, T-U-R-M-S, Tech, LLC, has applied to FCC for a license for international broadcast station WIPE in New Jersey. It would cover a station already built under a construction permit, allowing it to begin regular operation. FCC announced August 13th that the license application was accepted for filing, a routine stage at which it examines it and might even visit the station, and if everything is in order, it will be licensed. But we're not sure everything is in order. The application for CP has an erroneous coordinate for the transmitter site, placing it in Manhattan instead of the Armstrong Tower at Alpine, New Jersey. The FCC typically has no sense of humor about coordinate errors. The deeper question with WIPE and another apparently similar station, WPBC in Illinois, is what these are really for and what that means for FCC rules. WIPE was extremely vague about its program plans, but said it will transmit data obtained from third parties using DRM. Putting that together with exposures in public articles, it would seem that audio programming will not be the central mission of this peculiarly named station, whose principal is a financial executive and forestry entrepreneur without any broadcast experience. We suspect the WIPE data stream will be used not for broadcasting to the public, the only function permitted to international broadcast stations, but instead will be used for private communication with foreign exchanges for high-speed trading. We know of no other justification for investing millions in a new U.S. shortwave station when several already exist and would probably appreciate new customers. International data messaging is not broadcasting to the public under any reasonable interpretation of the rules. Those rules could surely use a fresh look. They've seen little change since the 1930s, when the U.S. first permitted private parties to broadcast to foreign audiences. But those would be public FCC actions. Very little about WIPE has been public. The principal of Terms Tech declined to answer questions about the station, as did his engineer and the company that operates the Alpine Tower site. While we anticipate wonderful WIPE, more curious developments surround the similar but as yet unbuilt station, WPBC at Batavia, Illinois, proposed by Parable Broadcasting of Norfolk, Virginia. Another party has filed an objection to the WPBC application for CP, Alexander Pilosov of Shortwave Solutions, involved in HF trading by radio in the Experimental Radio Service, which is not a public broadcast service and not limited by HF broadcast rules. N. Zicke in Michigan replies, I'm curious why all this discussion ignores what WINB has been doing for a couple of years. Obviously, looking at their DRM signal, half is of the bandwidth is carrying standard DRM audio, and the other half is some sort of data that, despite specific questions, they have never specifically said what data is being carried. It is clearly not meant for the general public. If that is okay, why are these new stations not okay? Larry Will in Maryland reports a format change for WUST 1120, Washington, D.C., and parallel to WQLL 1370 in Baltimore, as of August 31st, stunning with a loop of speeches by President Obama and Michelle Obama after 14UT. These stations have joined the new Black Information Network. Kim Elliott says it sounds like it is a legitimate news operation. Matthew Kickbush forwards a story from UrbanMilwaukee.com August 27th that the liberal radio station there, WRRD AM 1510, is ending its broadcasts. And he says currently those frequencies are simulcasting ESPN. As discussed in the WTFDA group, there's a new cable TV news network. It's called News Nation out of WGN America. It started September 1st. Drawing on the resources of many, many Nexstar-owned stations around the country, and it claims to be unbiased. At the beginning, it's 3 hours, 7 nights a week, from midnight to 03 UT, and then repeated the following 3 hours. Ron Howard, who's bothered by smoke from nearby fires, if not the fires themselves, continues monitoring Radio Vanuatu's third harmonic, 11835, September 1st at 03:40 during the English hour. They were warning people about a local Port Vila con man. But on September 3rd, there was no English hour, instead Bislama. At 04:31, promoting Christmas in the Park, organized by the Vanuatu Broadcasting and Television Corporation. Celebrate Christmas in a safe and fun-loving environment starting December 2nd. The propagation outlet from SWPC Boulder, geomagnetic field, unsettled to active September 23rd to 26th. ANKNS is being at 14 and 4 on the 25th. Solar flux stuck at 70 throughout September. That's World of Radio 2050. Glenn Hauser hoping you found it informative and will hear me again next week as I end with a standard disclaimer.